With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ploughing Championship starts today.
Yes, they do.
I feel like I'm caught in between all these things. So, like, on one side, you got Garth Brooks concerts and the Ploughing Championship, and on the other side, you got royal funerals and everything.
So, where are we?
And I'm kind of not interested in any of those. So, I feel very strange this week.
Like, you've no home to go to.
Yes, but like.
So, the Ploughing Championships are in three fields to the left of where EP was.
To the left, yeah.
Which is weird in itself. I don't know. I don't know anyone who's gone. I've never met anyone who. It's known in my life.
Well, you wouldn't be a rural person, so you wouldn't be interested in Massey Ferguson's.
No, but there are farms.
Stuff.
There's farms in Dublin, but I just don't know.
You wouldn't know any farmers.
I don't know any farmers.
People who are into it are massively into it. This is a big thing.
Do you know anybody? Even on a work capacity.
Yeah, I know people have had to go for work.
I literally have never met anybody. So yeah. I'm curious. I'd love to know. Like, is it? Is it like a festival but just more tractors? Is there any music?
I think it'll be kind of a bit of everything. Yeah,
it'll be a stage.
It's like a big get together.
Is it still Portaloos or is it a bit nicer?
I've never been, so I don't know.
Does it have silage tanks for that? So many questions.
There's all sorts. Yeah,
still wear wellies, hunter wellies.
You wear your best wellies and you wander around. You probably bump into a lot of people you haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, it hasn't been on since 2019.
It'd be kind of like the radio awards in a field.
Right, that's probably a better crack.
Yeah.
At least you might have somewhere to stay.
Berth Brooks, a fan had a baby on the way home from the gig.
Okay.
This is Rebecca and Garode with new baby. They don't have a name for the baby yet.
It'll be called Gareth, won't it?
No, they can't.
Or Gertrude if it's a lady.
No. Come here, here's one for you. I was driving in this morning and I was thinking, you know, you had Queen Elizabeth, so that her reign would have been known as Elizabethan, right?
Mm.
And then you would have had the Victorian era. And you would have had the Edwardian era and the Georgian era.
Yeah.
Do you know what the...
current era is?
Yeah.
Charlie?
That's what I was thinking. Is it going to be the Charlian?
Charlie!
It's the Carolian.
Why?
It's apparently... Carol is the Latin for Charles. So it's the Carolian era we're now in.
Carol Vorderman.
That kind of thing.
Carol Vorderman era.
Yeah.
It's an era that I'd be okay
now,
with.
Now, nobody's confirmed that yet. But that's what they're all guessing.
Just did.
No, they're guessing because there's been two other Charleses, obviously. And the first Charles was the Carolian.
Right.
And they reckon they'll bring that back now.
Oh, Carolina. En route to the ploughing for works is Brian Temple. Look, what do you do,
what
with
do you
Brian?
Do, Brian? What is this?
Do you service tractors? Are you an engineer there, Brian?
What do you do, Brian? We need more information.
Looks like he could be an architect or something. Or an engineer.
Is it good crack, Brian? Would you recommend it, Brian? What are we missing? This is what I want to know. You know? Pint of no return. Drinkers are turning their backs on bars in their droves, with almost half deciding not to head to the pub because of the cost of living.
Mm.
Vintners Federation. Like, the pubs are just taking a kicking, aren't they? I mean, like if they hadn't had a rough 2 years in the service industry in general.
They are.
Now it's too expensive to put your ovens on and turn your lights on.
Wages.
And people aren't coming to the pub anymore because they can't afford to.
People are doing all the little luxuries that they used to do and they're kind of going, oh.
It's just... They're just taking a kicking.
I'm having shorter showers. I was down to 6 minutes this morning.
What kind of showers are you having?
What do you mean, what kind of? How many kinds of showers are there?
I mean, so shorter showers, I mean, what time, how much, how long?
Well, six, but I could
6 minutes?
I could knock six down to three if I had to.
You know you can do it in 30 seconds.
Yeah, but like...
I'd say in the army now,
I like to deep clean.
15 seconds. Get
like
in, get
deep.
Out.
Yeah, but I'm not in the army. Look at me. No, I'd last 5 minutes in the army.
So I as you know, I do hot and then I do cold. So I presume cold is all right then. Because it wouldn't be costing it as much money, would it?
I suppose not. Well, it still goes through a pump, doesn't it? That costs energy.
So the one thing I saw, somebody was showing you how to save electricity kind of thing, and I think it was the news or something.
Just be a crusty.
And they said, if you leave your fridge open, I couldn't believe this, if you could leave your fridge open for 20 seconds, which I often do, like I'll open the fridge door and I'll be lamping stuff in.
Not sure what you want.
Yeah. It takes 45 minutes for your fridge to get back to where it was, temperature-wise.
That's ridiculous.
So you need to be opening your fridge like, that's what I'm doing now.
You wouldn't get anything, you get your arm cut. Be like, I want the butter. Ow!
I'm not closing the door on myself, but I don't hang around. I don't faff anymore with the door open. Close that door.
No, excessive faffing is not good for you.
Strawberry alarm clock at 7:04. Drop my daughter to her school to get the bus to the ploughing championship. She's very excited.
How do you get to go to the ploughing for school?
Oh, that's a good school trip, actually.
That's a good day out.
Yeah. And somebody else says, lads, the ploughing has the best food and great pubs. It's the playground
it's
for
the
farmers.
Hub. It's the hub.
It's the hub for farmers, says Gareth.
The hub with a word before it. It starts with P and ends in N. So I was driving to work this morning, as I do every day. Nothing too unusual about that. And you know the way everyone in Ireland has a North Face product of some sort.
Yeah.
Jacket, rainproof. You know, we're all going to climb Mount Everest someday.
I have North Face slippers.
You do not?
I do.
Are they fluffy on the inside?
No, they're like camping ones.
Camping slippers?
I was given them as a Christmas present, and you know what? I wear them a lot when it's cold.
So what are they made of on the outside for camping?
They're kind of like the same stuff the coat would be made out of.
Interesting.
And you flick your fingers into the back of it, and you flick your foot into it. Kind of has a rubber band around your foot.
Okay.
For when you're in a tent or whatever.
Yeah. So are they built for waterproofness?
They have North Face written on the side of them, yeah.
Are they built for waterproofness more than comfort?
I don't know. I've never tried them for waterproof because I wear them.
But are they comfortable?
Very. Oh, they're soft.
Okay.
Very. And they just like, they're like, your feet are toast within seconds.
Yeah. Well, look, if you haven't gone to 52 degrees north and bought yourself a North Face product, are you even from Dublin?
There does seem to be a lot of them, all right.
So I was sitting behind a car and I was like, it's weird they have a North Face sticker on the back window, you know?
It wasn't Mr. and Mrs. North Face, was it?
No, because here's the thing. And I want to know, I nearly pulled up beside this car and I wanted to say, where'd you get that? I took a photograph of it. On the back of the car was the North Face logo and the words North Face. But actually...
North Face. They make really posh jackets.
When I zoomed in, look what that says.
The North Side. It's the North Face logo with the North Side written on
it. It's the North Side of Dublin with the North Face.
That looks... That's class.
I was like, where the... did you get that?
That's great.
So it was a blue Renault.
Oh, man.
I don't know if there's others that exist.
Technically, a Muppet Mobile move. But I love it.
It was a bit of... It was a Renault Clio with twin exhaust. So, yeah.
But it's very funny.
Yeah.
I like
how do you get... It's got the three little rainbow curve, yes, whatever they are.
So it does. From a distance, looks like the official North Face logo, but when you get close, the face says side
instead of face.
That's brilliant.
The North Side.
There's t-shirts, somebody says the same thing.
It was on the North Side. Where do you get them?
And do they do South Side ones? They probably wouldn't.
Probably not.
No,
you're not cool enough.
It'd be like, what would the South Side equivalent be?
Well, I would have to say the South Side, but it wouldn't work because it's the North, the word North is gone.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, there's no point. Get your own thing, South Side. So
probably those swimming coats.
Now, is it just a doctored sticker that someone made on a fancy printer?
It must be, yeah.
Or can you actually get them? The North Side.
Would you have that on your... You'd definitely wear that as a t-shirt. Definitely.
Yeah. They also had a Nürburgring sticker on the back of the car, which suggested you like to go racing because you're a...
Oh, wow. Well.
But it said never. Yeah. It said never been.
See, they give you a lot of information. They, you know, that they're into the North Face, they're into humour, and they let you know...
Never been.
But they're into never been.
Which is even funnier than Nürburgring. Yeah. So... If that's your car, fair play to you.
That's good.
But I just... Yeah.
Somebody can definitely recognise who that is. Who is it?
The North Side. Come on, where do you get those stickers?
I saw... It was very dark on the way in these mornings. I saw a dog being walked and he had a lighty-up collar.
Oh, I've seen them. It was blue.
No, it was green with all big dots on it.
Wow.
It was class.
Can it change colour like a Coldplay concert?
No, well, it looked like something from a Coldplay, but like it was really bright. So I saw this ring floating and I was like, oh, hang on, it's a dog and a person.
The sky full of stars.
Yeah, it was a little Coldplay dog.
Coldplay dog. If you find those stickers, let us know, please. I want to buy some. I don't know where. I won't put them on a car.
Get the t-shirt, Nobby. That'd be
yeah.
You can't put them on a car. You don't own the car long enough.
No, sticker's funny. Sticker's funnier. So I've never seen Suits. So explain to me the...
Okay, so Meghan Markle, I don't get it. I don't understand, but she seems to get a lot of grief from everybody, right?
Yeah, even crowds who wanted to meet and greet last week, they were kind of avoiding her. They were skipping over.
So she goes to a funeral and she sheds a tear. The picture's gone around. It's like it's iconic. She looks fantastic. She's got the hat on. There's a single tear rolling down the cheek. It's a brilliant photograph.
Taking it at face value, her husband's granny has passed away and she's a bit sad for him.
Yes.
Or for her.
But so because she's an actress, I think, and because in Suits, if you watch the Suits, almost every scene she was crying. She'd well up nearly every scene. It became tiresome. It's like, oh, she's crying again. Okay. So because she's so famous for being able to cry at will...
That's a bit
people,
unfair.
People think she goes to a funeral and she cries and she's an actress, she's not real.
Who's saying this? Twitter?
People, yeah. People are giving her grief. So, like, I don't know if it's... people who are... What, is it racism? Are people being racist?
Or are they tears.
Do they just not like her? Why does she get so much grief?
I don't understand the grief.
I don't understand. Like, I get it. When they do the Oprah interviews and all that, I can understand that bit. Like, that's sort of, okay, well, but this has nothing to do with that. Like, she went to a funeral and she cried. Other people were crying. Nobody said anything. She starts crying and it's like, oh, look at her actress.
Ironically, there's an episode in The Crown where Olivia Colman can't cry. It's a really heavy bananas episode. Very sad, about a true story. And the end of it... So she says, I've never cried. I didn't cry at the birth of my children. I didn't cry.
She's playing Queen Elizabeth.
Now, you kind of have to wonder, where did this come from, this storyline?
Yeah.
So Olivia Colman, at the end of the scene, so it's a terrible episode. And
floodgates.
She cries. Not floodgates, just a little tear drops down. So that's just really weird that the two are so polar opposites in terms of I can't cry. I'm sure she was just sad.
Yeah. But it seems that whatever she does, like, so there was another thing a couple of weeks ago, and I saw somebody had shown that she wore an outfit that made famous by Diana. Like, it was an exact replica of this famous...
Okay.
And I think it was a kind of funeral outfit, and exactly the same. Now, what's her name, her sister-in-law?
Catherine.
Kate, is it?
Oh, it's Catherine, I think.
Catherine.
Officially. I don't know.
She'd also done the same thing, like a tribute to Diana.
But she wears Diana's ring. No one's given her grief.
Yeah, so she goes in a tribute outfit. Like, they're always doing tribute outfits to themselves, the royals, right?
Yeah.
So she does. She goes to the funeral in a tribute outfit to the mother. Like, it's exactly the same. Like, and then she does it, and everyone's going, what's she doing that for? And like, people are showing, like, there's loads of evidence of, like, when Kate does something, nobody cares, but when Meghan does something, everyone goes bananas.
Yeah. I'd buy into that.
I don't know why.
I'm just going to really miss idiots approaching hearses and coffins and really highly trained police people taking them out. You know, I was enjoying that kind of stuff. Guy walking towards to take a picture, Range Rover doors open, armed people go, oh, what's going on here?
Yeah.
I'll miss all that stuff.
Can you imagine the security team? Like, they must be just really just breathing a sigh of relief now today, all the dignitaries flying back home.
Yeah.
Job done. It was. I didn't see it, but apparently it was very good.
No, I didn't see it myself.
No, I just saw a reaction to it, people saying, "Well done and great." You know,
yeah.
The BBC did very well and everything. That's all I saw. But and then amongst all that is, oh yeah, she's crying again.
Crying again.
She did every episode in Suits.
It's a beautiful, sunny, warm Tuesday morning. What's not to like?
It's all good.
Although I will sweat until the end of the show today, I'll tell you why after 8 o'clock. I'm an absolute idiot.
Yeah, I
nothing
must
new
say,
there.
I do like when you're an idiot, because I often make big mistakes.
I know, but
you have no sympathy for me. I have sympathy, man.
The thing is, though, I think I care more, and I don't mean you don't care, but I worry more about these things. You'd probably be like, ah, look, it's grand. Like, what's the worst that'll happen? Whereas I'm kind of going, oh, God, oh, God.
No, I'll give you an example of how... unsympathetic Nobby is. I fell down a hill with a lawnmower that was going, an electric lawnmower that it was buzzing, right?
Because you didn't let go of the handle thing. That's
I couldn't
why
let
I
go
was,
of the handle because I was keeping it away from me.
I was actually worried about you in the retrospective sense.
I fell down a hill. I really hurt my back. Had to go and get massages and all that stuff.
Jack in jail with a lawnmower.
I'm okay now. Thanks for asking. And then I got a pizza oven and he said, you've got a pizza gas oven. That's going to end well.
Yeah. Eyebrows. Won't, do you like those eyebrows? Do you?
Then I got. Remember, I got all the metal splinters in my hands.
Yes, yes.
I broke up these poles. I think they were off an old tent or something. And
no, like...
I picked them up and I didn't realise that there were all these little metal things. And they went into my hands and I couldn't get them out.
I'm trying to think of all the things. Like, like you did your knee in cleaning the boat.
Yeah.
You know, you...
I was kneeling on concrete. Not clever.
I'm trying to think of other... Like, you nearly... Okay, I know you killed a rat with a mop, but you probably nearly injured yourself as well. It's... it's not that I don't care. Look, they're always usually
fun. We've
all
made mistakes, but like today, it's your turn. Hey! Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Like, just put it this way. At the end of the show today, I'm going to have to ring someone who I don't really know.
You could get into trouble, yeah.
Oh, I could get into trouble.
We won't say anything until after 8, but like, Nobby is in trouble.
Yeah.
He's done a bold thing.
I've done a bold thing. I am sorry. I'm
sorry now.
I literally meant for this to be for 30 seconds. And now it's going to last Now it's going to last over 4 hours.
Well, we'll tell you after 8 what he's done. And you can be the judge and jury, everybody. You can tell us, do you think Nobby was a slightly bald boy or a very bald boy?
It's the kind of thing that I might be able to buy my way out of with a couple of Strawberry Alarm Clock cuddle mugs. But that's only
you know
if...
who I am.
No, I don't mean like that.
You're assuming a lot there. You're assuming that one, they listen, and two, they're a fan of the show.
Before you
that's
got
an
there...
That's an awful lot to assume.
I was about to say, that's if they like the show.
I can give you an oversized red mug if you want.
What do I want that for?
It's got the old logo on it.
Don't be using something that isn't yours to use next time.
Don't tell us anymore, but after 8, the listeners will decide your fate, what you should do, the whole lot.
Am I the a-hole?
Well, look, you know, it's Tuesday.
What's that mean?
That's just always going to be yes.
Now it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
So Kelly Clarkson got a walk of fame yesterday in Hollywood.
She deserves that.
She does. I think she's very good on the TV as well as the voice. She's good.
The podcast, all the things.
Yeah, and here is part of her speech thanking her friends and crew.
It's a really cool thing to be surrounded by people that... aren't yes people. They tell you the truth. They tell you honestly their opinion. And I love that from the beginning with Idol. All three of you are very honest with me. And Anya, brr, 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 what's up? That's my kiddos. They're getting hungry. they're like, great, you got a star. Let's go to Mickey D's. I just wanted to say thank you, because it's to be surrounded, even like my band on the road, my family, like last night we're listening to my new album and they're telling me what they love, what they don't love. It's just I have people like that, and I think that's important to have. Not just yes people around you.
Shout out to Mickey D's. They love that.
Yeah. And she calls it Mickey D's, correct. And Simon Cowell was there and he made a speech because he's a big fan of her still.
He's probably made a few quid off her as well. Pretty sure she was on his label for a while.
And I remember that moment when your name was called and I was, honestly, I was thinking to myself, thanks to you, we may have another season. I can honestly say to you, thanks to you, I'm here today. Genuinely. No, it's true. No, I swear to God. I said that because you validated, you know, what we did. Because if we didn't find a star, there's no point doing these shows. And I could never predict what was going to happen then.
She deserves to be on that stage.
So you would have been okay with his One Direction money. I wouldn't be worried about it. A
few people have done all right by him, in fairness.
Who's the biggest artist that he's brought us? One Direction must be.
I'd say it has to be One Direction. A Little Mix as well.
Little Mix.
Say he's made more money out of One Direction though.
I think he made a good few quid out of Susan Boyle as well.
He did.
A lot of money.
Possibly Paul Potts as well.
A lot of her audience buy physical copies. Big cha-ching.
Oh yeah. They still have CD players.
Yeah.
In fairness to them. And James Corden had a pretty big band on the show last night as well, called the Black Eyed Peas. He tried to be funny with them by asking, where is the love? And here's their answer.
Black Eyed Peas are here. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Where is the love?
I think...
Secret sausage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yum.
Was it just me, or did it take a dark turn in everyone else's mind?
You asked us. That's Dish the Dirt on F104. Don't hold your coffee now like as if you're holding your coffee like as I'm going to enjoy this.
this coffee I'm going to enjoy. So, everybody, Nobby's going to tell us something now.
I'm not a bad person.
We want you to tell us, do you think what he should do and how bad it is?
I need a bit of help here. Right?
What advice would you give him?
Listener, I need you to...
Or give out to him if you want.
You can give out to me, but ultimately, I don't really need to be told you shouldn't. I realized that 5 seconds after I did what I did.
Okay.
So, there is a car park that we park in for work.
Okay.
There are two electric car spaces in it. They've never been used. I've never seen a car ever use them.
So this car park, you can park in it for work, but it's also used by an apartment block, is it?
It's multifunctional car park, right?
So nobody's ever used the electric spaces.
I've never seen a car in it, right? But this lovely green spaces. And I only ever walked up to the spaces because I saw the green, the colour you'll see that's different. It's like, this is clearly for electric cars. And this week I'm driving a Nissan Ariya and it's a lovely electric car. But I wanted to put a bit... No, sorry, I didn't want to put a bit of charge into it, sorry.
Did you do first?
I've always been curious about these spaces because there's a sign on the wall that says these will only work with cars from this place, and my inquisitive brain was like, "That's absolute rubbish."
Now, when you say this place, does it mean the apartments?
No, there's a company.
A company, okay.
Right, so I'm not.
So you're not a member of that company.
I'm not stealing from an individual, but then again, I never set out to steal at all. I just wanted to be curious to see, did these...
Oh, this was a scientific experiment. You didn't want free juice.
I genuinely didn't want free juice. I was just like... Okay. I was like, those signs, though, that's rubbish.
Like, but like, so if I don't want somebody's money, I don't put my hand in someone's handbag and open their purse and take money out.
So what I did was this morning, I was a little bit early for work, earlier than usual. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna try this. So I pull up into the lovely green spots that are brand new and unmarked because no one's ever used them, right?
Yeah.
They're like the ghosts of spaces. And because I didn't plan to be there, I'm across two of them and actually probably a wheel into a normal parking space as well. So I'm technically taking up three spaces right now. Then I got the cable out of the car and I plugged it into the electric charger on the wall.
You plugged it into the electric charger that has a sign saying this is for use of only people that... And you're not one of those people.
No.
And you're blocking three spaces.
Yeah.
You're that guy.
I didn't mean to be that guy.
I didn't mean to. Now, you did say early on in this, I just wanted to top up.
No, I didn't.
And then you backtracked.
Yes.
I have to accept your first answer here on Instagram.
So, when you plug an electric car into a charger, not a lot of people have probably even experienced electric car, but you hear this click where the charge starts. It's called a handshake. So, the charger says to the car, hey, how are you doing? And then they click and they start charging. And I was like, would you look at that? The signs were wrong on the wall all along. And then I went to generally unlock the cable from an electric car. You open the button that opens your doors and you hear a click and you can pull the charger out of your car and then you take it out of the wall and you go about your business. And genuinely, 10 seconds after the handshake, that was my plan.
Genuinely.
Swear to God.
I could give you 10 minutes on how the word genuinely usually means.
I'm not a thief. I knew it was wrong. I knew they're not my spaces.
It's like having your hand in someone's pocket, though. I just put my hand in the pocket just to see if I get my hand in.
Electricity's so expensive now as well.
Yeah, there's an energy crisis and you're hooking into somebody else's juice.
I know. So when I pressed the fob to open the thing...
It wouldn't open.
So
you're...
Well, I got into the car, I pressed every button you could think of to unlock the port.
Oh, dear.
Sometimes there's a red isolator switch that you twist and that cuts the power and then you can restart the charger. There's no isolator switch. I don't know where it is. So, electricians, don't bother sending that in.
It must be hidden away behind the...
Yeah, probably to catch you.
Yeah, to catch you. You've been caught. Yeah.
I know...
The A word is already coming in.
It was just to see if the signs were...
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. The money was just resting in my account, Dougal.
I can't Google
anything. I just wanted to see if the signs worked. That's like me going up to the petrol station.
It was like the thing that said, don't touch the button.
Taking the diesel thing off the thing and sticking it in my car and pulling the handle. And when the juice starts flowing, I go, oh, that does work.
I know, so I better put it back. I know.
And so is the car is parked across three spaces now.
And charging for free now, yeah.
And it's charging for free?
Yeah.
So somebody's going to find your car. What's going to happen to it?
I don't know.
You'd be towed.
I could be clamped. I could be caught. I'm going to have to ring somebody after the show. I'm going to have to clearly caught here.
You got a criminal record.
I've got a criminal record.
It's theft.
I'll offer to pay. I'm really sorry. I just wanted to see where the signs... It's going to sound so stupid. I just wanted to see where the signs were working.
If you're with us before 8, Nobby said I can sort this out with a couple of cuddle mugs.
I said it's the kind of thing I might be able to... You know, because they might go, well, what were you doing down here anyway? Oh, working thing. And
Oh, well, then can I have an oversized mug?
I just don't know what to do. I mean, is there...
I reckon you should...
Obviously, if I could sneak back at 10 and get away with it, I'll do that.
So you'd happily take the free electricity?
Well, not happily, but I'd rather that.
Do you have your neighbours? Do you have your TV, satellite? Do you have a cable going from your neighbour's satellite?
No, that'd be ridiculous.
Put a tripod up and say it was for a video.
That doesn't matter. It's still going to be like, I don't care what it's for. So if you've ever parked in someone else's spot in an apartment or an office space, that's bad. But imagine doing that and taking their electricity for free.
Yeah.
That's what I've done. Well, and I'm sorry.
It's like me saying I went to Tesco's and I bought a bottle of booze. And I just wanted to see if I didn't beep it, what would happen. It was just an experiment. I didn't want to steal it. I was
I
was just curious to see what would happen if I didn't beep.
There's a lot of messages about karma. There's a lot of messages about curiosity killing the cat.
Well, my favourite phrase on that is curiosity killed the cat, but for a while I was a suspect.
What would you do if you're in this situation? Do you own up or do you try and...
What happens to Abby now? Do you want him to do time? Do you want him to be in Mountjoy this evening? Is there not an emergency release cable under the bonnet for the charger?
I don't know.
I think that emergency
button is in the wing. It is in the wing. You're right.
What?
I'll try that. Thank you.
What?
It's an emergency release cable under
Blame
the bonnet.
Blame it on Jim Jim. Wait a second now. Hold up. What did I do?
You're more of a cat than me.
What did I do? I had nothing to do with that.
What would you do in the situation? Would you try and get away with it? Would you ring somewhere and be honest about it and say, look, I'm really sorry. I don't know how my cable ended up in your charger.
Now, in fairness, it's not like you're trying to hide it. You're broadcasting your indiscretion.
Clearly. No, I'm an idiot. I'm sorry.
But like, let's not fool ourselves. This was not a scientific experiment. You were trying to get free juice.
I think it's a government company as well.
Oh, good luck.
I know.
Good luck.
Leo Varadkar is going to probably be after me or something. I don't know what to do. If you have any advice, please, 087-679-7104.
What should we do with Nobby?
My hands are sweating. I'm sweating all over. And I won't stop sweating now until 10 o'clock till this stops.
Nobby is that person you don't want to put wet paint signs up around. Yeah. His handprints will be all over the paint.
Yeah, yeah.
Opportunistic Nobby, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Come on.
It wasn't.
You're plugging in
Help
just to
me.
See what would happen.
Help me.
Will you stop?
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
Good morning, Aisling from Eastwall. Hello.
Hello.
Did you have any Garth Brooks people go across your front door at the weekend?
Well, I could hear it from the back garden, so that was enough.
Right. What did you do to drown out the sound?
I just stayed away from the house until it was over.
Five of them.
Not for me.
Five of them.
Yeah, it's rough if you're not into it, I suppose. And you can't, yeah, and you can't escape it.
No, we can see kind of the lights from Croke Park from where we are. So, yeah, a lot of excited people, I'm sure.
Who would you like to see play Croke Park for 5 nights that you'd sit at the back and listen to it?
Oh, I'd love to see The Killers again.
Yes.
Even 5 nights of The Killers, I think, might get a little bit too much.
Well, yeah. Even if they did three.
Yeah, well, five is excessive. Five is excessive. Have you had a 10 before on the quiz?
I have, but on a rare occasion. I always kind of get to the 9 and then just miss on the 1, like if it's a true or false question.
Okay, well, look, there is a true or false. There's always a true or false. Best to look.
Here we go, Aisling.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What date is Valentine's Day?
14th of February.
Is Florida on the west or east coast of America?
East.
What is the first name of King Charles III's wife?
Camilla.
What nationality is actress Margot Robbie?
Australian.
True or false, all of Tom Cruise's ex-wives were aged 33 when he filed to divorce all of them?
Oh, God. False.
Folklore and 1989 are albums by what artist?
Taylor Swift.
What actor played Jordan Belfort in the film Wolf of Wall Street?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Eat Fresh is the company slogan of what fast food company?
Oh, God. Say that again. Eat Fresh is the slogan of which fast food delivery company or fast food company?
Company.
Supermax.
What's the name of the largest?
Talk about that.
What's the name of the largest ocean in the world?
The Pacific.
And Call Me Maybe was a hit song for what artist?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh,
good answer.
Aisling, right. You are good.
Bloody takeaway one.
Yeah, they are on delivery, like, so. I mean, yeah, fast food. They do delivery as well, though.
It's Subway.
Subway.
Subway. Yeah, it's not the one that I go for, so there you go.
Which we found out, so there was basically the bread in Subway is classified as cake.
Yeah, it's basically, it's a cake.
Oh, yeah, it's not bread. Yeah.
It's not bread.
It's too sweet.
It smells so good.
You got everything right except for two.
Okay, what was the other one?
The other one was Tom Cruise, all his three ex-wives were all age 33 when he filed for divorce.
Very interesting.
Meanwhile, everyone's hating on Leo for the 25-year-olds, but like that's equally as weird.
Well, it's very strange, isn't it? Like, I think it's just a coinkydink, but like...
He's had a lot of ex-wives, Jim. I don't know about that.
He's had three, yeah, so...
It's probably to deal with Scientology and, you know, whatever they believe in.
I don't know if 33 is anything to do with
it. 33? All right, time's up.
Good luck. Trapdoor.
Okay. Thanks a million.
You got 8 today. Aisling. Well done.
Cheers.
Bye. I think she really wanted the 10. Fair enough.
Of course, she definitely could get it on another day.
Thanks for all the suggestions. None of them help.
Somebody says, come clean, Nobby. There's probably CCTV down there anyway. There would be. Of course there would be. Oh, man, I'd like that
CCTV. Is it a CCTV issue? Oh, look,
that footage.
You would have seen someone very panicked this morning at like 5-something a.m.
I'd love that footage.
Rubbing my face, going, oh, God. There's no coverage there because it's an underground car park, so I can't even Google how to...
If they send me the CCTV footage, I could do a voiceover for it.
No, you can't. I'll get you on GDPR.
You've just GDPR'd yourself. Give it a donation to charity, a lot of people saying, for the free electricity.
Yeah, I know. Look, my plan was to take the cable out after 10 seconds. So if you haven't heard. Basically, I plugged into a charger, I parked in a space, I shouldn't have done any of the things this morning, I was only seeing if the things worked, and I've never seen them work before. and now I'm going to get snared rapper.
So you have one of those on your house, right?
I do, yeah.
What would you do if your one of your neighbours, you came out and one of your neighbours was stuck?
I'd see the funny side.
You wouldn't. You would brain them.
There's a pin number on my charger.
You're stealing money from me. They
have no pin number on it. They should have a pin number to stop people like me being able to use their charger.
Oh, it's their fault, yeah. It's their fault.
I say it's their fault.
Shoot.
I'm just saying. Can anyone help me here, please?
If your neighbour was there trying to score free juice on their electric car in your driveway, you would freak. And that's what you did.
Yeah, but that's a private matter.
It's a private matter.
It's a private house. This is a car park.
It's a private apartment.
With a car park.
It's a private car park.
With two chargers in the wall. There's no electric, one's ever used it.
There's electric gates. It's private.
Why would you plug it in for 10 seconds?
Blame the victim. Yeah.
The victim. It's not victim blaming.
Yeah.
Look, I love this one, right? Natasha, it was so early in the morning. You were half asleep. You didn't realise. You didn't know what you were doing.
Shouldn't be operating a vehicle then.
And you didn't know this was a sign.
Didn't know this was a sign. Yeah. Look, I drove past Spire this morning on the corner there, and the breakfast rolls, they smelled great.
It's not.
I couldn't go in and just see what would happen if I took some.
It's not the same.
It is. Oh, I didn't know that you couldn't take them. I thought, do you have to pay them?
Look at my hands.
You have to use money to get them. Or
look at the shine.
Are they not free for everyone just to take?
Look at the shine off my hands. I can't stop sweating over this. Like, I'm genuinely scared. It's going to be a very awkward phone call.
Yeah, I'd say police might be involved here. This is like this. You're blocking the three spaces.
Like, I could run over to the car on the show, but there isn't even coverage because it's an underground car park, so I can't even talk you through trying to get out and get away with it. Any help? Any charger technicians listening?
Just say Jim took the lend of your car. Why?
I think people would believe it more if it happened to you.
What do you mean they believe it more?
Well, I don't know. That's what people are saying.
I don't take stuff that's not mine.
You should say if you get caught, just say your car wouldn't charge. No. I don't lie more.
See, you're on CCTV, definitely.
Yeah.
So why would you lie?
Oh, God, it's probably an email going around.
You've already said it. Like,
it's probably an email going around now in that company saying who's parked in the... Is anyone...
Which Muppet owns this car?
Jesus Christ. All right. I don't know how I'm going to get to 10 o'clock.
Not you'll be on crime line. Always sleep well, don't have nightmares.
I've always wanted to work with Sharon Yvonne.
Well.
I get my wish.
Say your photo would be classic. Have you seen this man? Don't approach, he might be dangerous.
I want to rob your electricity.
He doesn't understand the basic rules.
I'm sorry.
Of theft.
I'm sorry. It's 8:30 on F104. We're going to nod. Any appropriate nod, you're knocking.
Being caught stealing.
Apart from Shaggy, say it wasn't you.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
So as we mentioned earlier, the Black Eyed Peas were on with James Corden and they performed their new song, Don't You Worry. Sounds like it's written about you, Nobby. And here's what it sounds like.
We're so alive, I'm gonna live my best life. Do just what I like. Get the prize. I was down and now I rise up. Head up in my eyes up. I keep getting wiser. Then I realize that everything will be okay. This is how we do it, baby. This is what we say.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
It is. It's a bit of a rock this body party vibe.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Speaking of Beyonce, Nicki Minaj got a sign. Well, it wasn't really signed, but it was just she wrote her a note. Now, Nicki moves the camera very quickly, so it's hard to see what Beyonce wrote on the message.
Something complimentary, I'd imagine.
It was a signed copy of Renaissance.
Look what Beyonce sent me. Read it. It was so beautiful, so lovely. I'm going to put it in a glass frame with laser beams on it. And I just want to say thank you so much. I feel so special. When I dream of love and so I let you be.
Adam Levine has been accused of having an affair by an Instagram model, whatever that is. She posted a video online. Are you a model or are you an Instagram model? What's
You're
the difference?
Just a model. A model is a model. Doesn't matter what you model, where you model.
Anyway, she posted a video online which has gone viral.
Adam and I were seeing each other for about a year. After I stopped talking to him over, a period of months, this is how he came back into my life. He said, okay, serious question. I'm having another baby, and if it's a boy, I really want to name it Sumner. You okay with that? Dead serious. I was like, I'm in hell. Like, I have to be in hell at this point. I mean, my morals were unknowingly compromised. I was completely manipulated.
Morals?
So, he has yet to respond.
Also, we're looking at today with Philip and Holly.
Yes.
Will they appear? And will they say anything? Will they have some video that they've moxied together?
We'll bring you all that. As soon as we know, you'll know. It is Strawberry Alarm Clock on F104.
New house.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
I'm wrecked.
So, Nobby has just joined us back from his journey. He went over to try and release his illegal buckling.
Come on, less than the illegal now. Come on.
Coupling. Well, what would you call it? So, you got back to your vehicle. Was it still there?
Yeah.
So it was still across the three spaces, still plugged in.
Yeah.
No guards, no emergency services.
I actually was kind of, I was expecting to at least find a note.
A security guard or nothing.
So I'm running towards the car park. Our old boss is coming out of a shop and I haven't seen him in ages.
How is he?
He looks grand, yeah. A bit shook, but it's grand. He wants to have chats, obviously. I have to explain what's going on in 30 seconds because I knew I only had the news and two songs, maybe even one song to sort this out. So I was like, I have to go. Good luck.
He gets his head in everywhere, doesn't he?
Yeah. I run to the gate of the car park. And the person I thought throughout this whole experience, who I thought, all right, I have this guy's number. He's sound. If anyone can help me, it's him. I'm walking towards the gate. Who's walking towards the other gate coming out?
Him.
Him.
What was he doing there?
He's working. I'm like, oh, Jesus, yes. I won't give out his name.
Does he work with us?
No, he works in the car park in the apartment block. He maintains the whole thing.
You know him, do you?
Oh yeah, I know him, first term.
Oh wow.
I have his number.
Okay, yeah.
I thought like he was the first person that came to mind this morning. I was like, if anyone can help me get out of Dodge here, it will be this guy. Imagine my feelings when he's walking towards me and I said, hello, 4-letter name. I'm after doing something I shouldn't have done.
Paul?
Not Paul. He said, you didn't lock your keys in your car, did you? And I was like, No.
Much, much worse than that.
I wish
Paul.
I'd locked my keys in my car. I said, I said, you know the way there's two signs on the wall? I just wanted to see if it worked. And he's not even judging me.
Well, he's a better man than me then.
He's just listening to me as I'm explaining it. He goes, okay, right, grand. Well, look, let's go over and see.
Oh, he's good in a crisis, this guy.
He said, I have a number for them, right? I can go in and I can say, look, someone was testing something out. He said, don't worry, we can... I said, I don't want to go in and have to explain to reception and someone and then ask to speak to someone. And
No.
I walk up to the car. It's still there. I look at the windscreen. There's no notes on it. I really thought it's going to be an angry
still note. It's very early for me. You know,
the way I'm parked across three car spaces, all the people are now in the office. The car spaces are full. So I've caused those people an inconvenience even to try and park the cars. I pressed the key on the car and I heard this click. It didn't click at 6.
Was it the handshake?
It's the handshake.
It uncoupled.
So the cable came out of the car. I was like,
yes!
Then I didn't touch it. The charger on the wall, the man who helped me, who maintains the block, he pulled out the cable and it came and released from the wall box.
Oh my God.
I have literally...
This must be what... You know, this must be like in that movie Titanic when she saw the door floating towards her. I can get on that.
Screw your man.
Yeah.
I have literally got away with it. I got free electricity for 4 hours.
Is it charged up?
It's not fully charged, but it's not far off it. It's not far off it.
Wow.
He knows.
Well, crime doesn't pay, Nobby. Like, you know, there has to be an outcome here.
I should do. I was literally thinking, what, like, is there...
Donation.
How much would it cost for 4 hours? Should I...
Four hours of electricity to a charity of...
Can I revolute
listener's
the charity?
Choice. Yeah.
Okay.
And that way, that squares it with the universe, right?
You've been on this journey with me for the last hour, so if you can decide the punishment, I'm willing to take the punishment.
Now, will somebody... Who gets... Like, if the electricity gets used... Who is anyone out of pocket? No,
it's the government.
It's the government.
Yeah.
Oh. You never mentioned the government.
It's a government company, government agency. I think.
Was it a government agency?
Yeah. I don't want to say anymore.
Okay. Well, look. Yeah, I reckon.
So, like, it's Robin from Micheál Martin. doesn't have the same ring to it. I didn't rock up to someone's driveway and take their electricity.
Donate. Somebody says, having a coffee listening to from the plaza. Okay, somebody loving this kind of story. Donate.
No, can't donate to politicians, no.
Okay, well, look, I reckon square it with the universe.
I can't
Don't
I
do
away.
It again.
I can't believe I got away with it.
No.
I must have said four times driving away in the car. I was like, I'm really sorry. I won't do this again. I promise I won't.
Who are you talking to? The Lord?
No, to the lads who take the car park. They didn't care. They were just like, it's grand. Just park it over there. Say
nothing. I'm really sorry. It won't happen again. Wow. Okay.
I got away with it, lads. I got away with it.
Well, we'll see.
If you're aware of the podcast, which was called Serial, it started in 2014.
This was one of the biggest podcasts.
Massive.
This kind of really kicked the podcast off. Like the
True Crime people. Podcast.
I was hooked on it for a while, but I just never stuck with it.
So Sarah Koenig was the host. She was in court yesterday. Basically, a US judge has ordered the release of Adnan Syed, who was convicted in 2000. He currently has to wear an electronic tag, so there's going to be a new episode this morning from Sarah. But a judge has basically approved the motion by prosecutors to vacate the murder conviction of Adnan, who was subject of the first season of Serial, which then, you know...
Yes, that's the one. So it's very, as we know from watching Making a Murderer in the States, it's very difficult to overturn a conviction. It's even if you have loads of evidence going the other way, it's so difficult. They put up a lot of brick walls.
And after such a gap of nothing, obviously, this is a big deal. So CNN were there. This kind of happened late last night. Our time would have kept going overnight. So here's what they were saying in the early hours about his release.
He will be under electronic home surveillance while the investigation continues and until there is a decision on whether or not to dismiss charges or proceed with the new trial. But really, you can't underestimate or underplay the enormity of this decision. Look, the defense has worked for more than two decades to try to appeal this conviction. Adnan Syed has for years and years maintained his innocence in the murder of his ex-girlfriend. This is a day that came, we have to remind ourselves, not just because of the defense's efforts to clear him or exonerate him. It is something that came because the prosecution was part of the reinvestigation and brought forward this motion to vacate these charges. Really a stunning development.
It's basically, murder happened in 1999. He's 41 now.
So, and the girl from the Serial podcast was in the courtroom.
She was there when it happened. So,
she'll do a final follow-up episode now.
Or will it even be final? Will it be the start of something again now on this case? But yes, she was there. So I presume that's going to drop a little bit later on today because it'll be obviously US time.
I saw Bohemian Rhapsody was on TV the other night, and I was watching Rami Malek. Incredible performance.
He is.
And there he was with Freddie's girlfriend when he was younger, a younger guy, Mary Austin, who was kind of the love of his life.
Yeah.
He's still with that actress, Lucy Boynton. They met on that set and they're still together.
Bonded by Queen.
But they're too, he's in with another lady today. He's pictured with Margot Robbie at the carpet of the premiere of their new film in Amsterdam. Not in Amsterdam, it's called Amsterdam.
Okay.
Christian Bale's in it as well. And people are saying this is a cracker of a film. So,
well, she's busy. It's Margot time at the moment.
It really is.
She will be Barbie next year. She's been talking to Jimmy Fallon about the photograph that went everywhere of Ryan Gosling in his denim jacket a few weeks ago.
This is the most humiliating moment of my life.
Yeah. Did you realize it was going to go everywhere all over the internet?
No. Well, I mean, I knew that we had some exteriors to shoot in LA. I knew, okay, once you're doing exteriors, you're going to get papped. There's probably going to be a little crowd of people who are going to take notice because, you know, the fluoro, you know, we stand out a little in those outfits.
You think? Yeah.
And so I knew there would be a little bit of attention and probably some photos would get out there, but not like it did. It was like mad.
Yeah.
It was like hundreds of people
he
watching.
He said you were so funny in this and you're so fun to wear.
Funny in this.
Yeah.
So that was her rollerblading. I think Ryan's picture would be more embarrassing.
That movie is going to be huge.
It's out next year.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.